This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, what an outrage. What an outrage. I've been bumped before. Rich Zioli has the same problem. I was on supposed to be on Newsmax, Dom Giordano's show, but bumped by a guy from Poland. Wait till Dan gets in here. I know he's doing something else at the moment, but my God, of all countries, Poland, and he's bragging about 10 million Poles in the United States. If it were the Prime Minister of Italy, that would be one thing, but Poland. Oh, my goodness. All right, we are loaded up today. You have Mikey Sherrill barnstorming with the mayor of Newark, who's a stone-cold radical beyond belief. How does that play out with Little Miss Moderate? Joe Pittman coming on. He contacted me. This guy's the Senate Majority Leader, really doing a good job on SEPTA. And it seems like tomorrow night, they are going to inflict pain on Eagles fans to inflict pain on everybody else. And he talked to me, you'll hear that at 2 o'clock today, about the death threats and other things he and his family are getting just because of SEPTA. It's stunning stuff. And boy, do I have a great side question. So great, I'm going to give it to you in advance, not the full thing. DJ found this. Tomorrow night, the big story in town, and we'll get Ray Dininger on tomorrow, will be the kickoff of the NFL season. Nothing bigger than the NFL, and it will be your Philadelphia Eagles versus the dismal Dallas Cowboys. I'm not going to say where I got this list yet. I want to give them full credit. I like the guys over there, but I don't want you going there to look it up. It is the 100 things that have happened since the Dallas Cowboys' last Super Bowl win, January 28, I believe it was, 1996. That's the side question today. Of course, you can't say President Trump won. Well, you know that Trump is never the answer. We go through the reasons. Nothing biblical. All right. So be thinking about that when the gong starts here to call in at 855-839-1210. Now, two things that have really caught my attention today as we start. First of all, the Trump, two things that are so Trumpian. All right. That make a lot of sense. So let me give you the one that's not as immediate. But The Hill today published this list of 60 different jobs that will be up for being tipped with no tax. It is pretty extensive, the number of people that might be tipped. Now, I don't know if I've ever tipped some of these occupations. There's only one on here that I don't like. You can tip a disc jockey, and the disc jockey, Jim Kelly, doesn't have to report the tipping, but you cannot tip that if it is a radio disc jockey. What an outrage.
Wait, what?
Yes. I'm going to get Dave McCormick on the phone. We had him on the Big Beautiful Bill yesterday. Let's go down that path and make sure that that is changed. You can tip bakers. You know who should be tipped the most? And I don't know if they still do it. Always a curious profession. In Europe, they have women, but it used to be the casinos. Next to things of like Vitalis and Brill Cream, you had guys in the men's room all day.
Yeah.
They'd give you a towel, they'd give you Brill Cream or whatever.
I find that to be the case down south when I'm out at a bar or something. They'll be in there.
In the bar?
Yeah.
All right, you gotta tip those guys.
Let me explain it to you. They're more than just doing that. They're salesmen in there. They're selling vapes. They're selling nicotine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a whole new thing.
You come out of the store, hey buddy, how you doing in there?
Because
how about a vape?
You know, yeah, they know drunk people be like, oh, those vapes look good. I can
you
use
know
a
what?
Vape right now.
Down south, that's good. So those people can be tipped locker room, coat room, and dressing room attendants. Tutors. Hey, Ro, you can be tipped and not have to report that. How about this? Do we think about this? Would you tip your home electrical person, electrician, your home plumber, and the locksmith? Yeah, the locksmith. You got here quicker than you thought you could get here. You got me in. You got to be tipping the locksmith. Now, the only one I tip is my hairstylist. Notice I didn't say barber. It's a female, but it's a hairstylist. I don't get barbered. I get hairstyled. It's a whole process. But looking at this in the Hill today, that's one thing that's an example of what Trump does. It was out there all along. No tax on tips. One big, beautiful bill. And there's more here. Workers who fall under the designation, service industry workers ranging from bartenders to golf caddies, have the opportunity to receive the full benefit of their services without being charged. Workers who fall under the designation will also qualify for tax deductions of up to $25,000 in tips if they make less than $150,000 or $300,000 if they're married and filing jointly. The amount workers can deduct is reduced by $100 for every $1,000 they make beyond $150,000. Okay. You know, so who can say this is not for the working person who is not going to pay these onerous taxes on all those tips? What's the Democrat counter to this? They seem to be against it. Also, Trump backing him into a corner by hitting that narco-terrorism boat. We've declared them narco-terrorists, domestic terrorists, from Venezuela, sending a bunch of ships off the coast of Venezuela. And I just think, I think we have sound on that, Henry. Got so much. Yeah, here it is. Here's a guy from World Strat named Hansen talking about this is Cut 9, youtube.com/1210. About Trump sending a message, he's not just sending a message to the cartels. Now, you know, and Henry, you weren't here then. I mean, even I, you know, I've gone into some difficult, I think it's part of the job, but when I went into Juarez, we were CBS then, and they wouldn't approve it, but they didn't disapprove it. So the guy who was the Dan, he's a friend, the program director, gets me to the border, meeting a guy to take us in a Toyota.
President of World Strat, Jim.
Yeah, and... it's okay. And he says, no, I can't go with you, meaning you're not going to go with me. I go in with this guy. We see three Jeeps with machine guns on the back to our side. And I say, shouldn't they spread out? Wouldn't that be a better idea, having them spread out? Not safe. Not safe, he says. He takes me to the mayor of Juarez. We're in this bunker with all kinds of school desks and sandbags. And he goes, softens the blast. Oh, my God. He sends me with two Mexican guys taller than me. You know how rare that was, what these guards must be? With Uzis, with one hand on it, it's three quarters out of the pocket to walk a half a block to get to the International Bridge.
Jeez.
And I'm trying to pretend like I'm not jogging to get to the International Bridge. All right, guys, you got me far enough. Let me run the other 50 feet here to get out of Juarez. How long have we put up with this, where they're on the other side of the border and they're saying, so what? you can't do anything to us. I want Trump to hit him hard, and I'm glad he hit this Venezuelan boat that was bringing fentanyl into the country and potentially other drugs. Here's how this guy from WorldStats, his name is Hansen. Here's his take.
President of WorldStrat, Jim Hansen. All right, Jim, did you hear the Secretary of State not take strikes inside of Venezuela off the table?
I don't think anything's off the table. And I think anybody who thought that when President Trump designated the drug cartels as terrorists, he was kidding, can take a look at that oil slick in the Caribbean Sea and see what they found out. This is a message to the cartels and to state leaders who coddle them and allow them to operate that that's no longer a free ride to make money bringing death into the United States.
How robust is this operation going to be?
I think as robust as they need to. I think, you know, it's fun for Maduro and other people to say, oh, we've got Marines, we've got IEDs, we've got these things. They don't have anything that can stand up to the military might of the United States. And I think this is a good start. There will probably be some more object lessons, maybe a drone strike on a lab, something like that. And they're pretty quickly going to find out that we're not going to put up with them making billions of dollars doing human trafficking and killing our own citizens without a very robust response.
Right. And so you have drugs pouring into the country. People are dying. You have Chevron getting screwed around with, and you have a guy down there that's flirting with Putin, flirting with Xi in China. Do you think this kind of operation, if it goes forward, has the support of the American people?
Oh, 100%. I mean, the American people are sick of seeing these drug traffickers and these cartels destroying our country with no consequences. And
okay, let's stop there, Henry. I agree with him, but not Democrats. And are Democrats going to turn on people involved in drugs that are addicted and blame them and say, what about the man? Yeah, I agree with the man. That's the thing to stop. But there are accidental fentanyl deaths all the time of any sort. We know how dangerous it is. On two things today, you know, whatever the downside, you can go back and forth with President Trump. The two things are, one, the no tax on tips, this report on the Hill now playing out of people actually seeing it and all those jobs and all those people that are tipped. Two, hitting this ship that we had tape. We knew what they were doing with this. We knew how blatant it was. Now let's hit them in Mexico. Newsweek columnist, though, I'm on Newsweek just to see what they're saying, says, well, what are we going to do if the cartels strike back in this country? Can you imagine? What are we going to do? They strike back in this country. The American people will rise up demanding every Democrat city, every hellhole, every Venezuela, every Mexico gets leveled is what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. All right. So I'd love your response. Those two are the lead to me today, particularly the situation, the Epstein thing. We do have the survivors there. We do have the argument, again, the media now has interest on this, going down that path of let's release more information. We need more Epstein files. None of that under Biden. Even Dana Bash yesterday, I played it, said, well, you know, it is true. Biden could have done more with this. He did not. So suddenly it's a frenzy today. And these are very moving stories. Apparently, the survivors are going to release their own files or their own list, if you will, of people that they were engaged with. Now, we'll see. We'll see what that leads to. I think they have every right to do that. They've been wrong. They're still the victims here. They're still the people that we look toward. So I'm okay with that. It's more how the media is using this. All right. So phone lines. 855-839-1210. I'm looking on the side question today for something. I thought it was even longer that Dallas has not won the Super Bowl.
That's how it gets talked about.
Yeah, but they haven't even been close. So it's going on. Well, when it's played, it's into next year. So it will be 30 years. Okay, and they're not going to win. They're not going to win probably for possibly the lifetime of a lot of people listening. Here's some of the things that have happened. We watched every season of Breaking Bad, The Wire, and The Sopranos. Netflix mailed you DVDs in a little red envelope. Do you remember that? That's how long ago.
Yes.
That is a good one. Let's see. I'm trying to take some that are... Jalen Hurts was born in Houston, Texas. The Food and Drug Administration approved a new drug called Viagra. All right. That's how long... Yeah, Jerry Jones, I know. That's how long it was. Taylor Swift moved from Reading to Nashville. PlayStation 2, 3, 4, and 5 came out. Let's see. Putin became Russian president. And Bill Clinton informed everyone, I did not have sexual... I'm not doing it today. I didn't have sex with that woman, Mrs. Lewinsky. Remember that? Miss Lewinsky. Remember the way he butchered it and he did it? Okay. That's a side question. Something has happened. And here's your metric. Here's your guideline before I go to Henry. Think of something a little bit outside the box. Something big, maybe. Something we go, wow, that's right. That happened during this period of time. I just think... It hit me today. This is one of the all-time side questions. Given them coming to town, given the whole thing. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. So, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I'm going to take one of these off the list and kind of expand on it, too.
Yes.
Number 14 is J.K. Rowling publishing the first Harry Potter book. How right. about since in that time, since the Cowboys yeah. last won a Super Bowl, she not only published that book, but seven others, in which those seven books became, or those eight books became eight movies, and then now so much time has passed again since those movies were released that they're creating a show and they're shooting it right now to be shot over the next 8 to 10 years.
And J.K. Rowling in the news again today. I reposted it on Twitter. You can go to my Twitter. A list... Another guy that worked with her has come after her on the trains thing.
Oh, man.
And she asked this guy publicly, do you agree with this? Do you agree with that? Yes, the J.K. Rowling, billions and billions of joy, is one of the people they want to tear apart when it comes to the trains thing.
Yeah.
Strange to say, guess who's on board today? Malcolm Gladwell, now the tipping point guy, says, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. He was on a panel with a guy where these trans people were, big panel, and he was cowed into silence, he admits. He knew then it was wrong, and now he's saying it publicly. And people are going, oh, isn't that nice? Well, wait a minute. A guy in his position saying it publicly, it's going to be merciless. So let's not, you know, just say, oh, well, why didn't you say it then? I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But J.K. Rowling, who gives joy to millions and parents and kids and all that, they would tear her apart if they got her on the street.
Oh, yeah.
That's how she's up there in the top two or three. So I commend Malcolm Gladwell. I'll give you what he said in the interview, the tipping point guy. Look, he's a genius at coming up with stuff. I don't know if 10,000 hours of practice are going to make me hit a ball like Tiger Woods. You know, that's his thing,
right,
the
yeah.
10,000 hours.
I've read his books. Yeah, I like him.
Well, I think I've done 10,000 hours standing in my head of talk radio.
Easy.
So it should be perfective. Let's see. 38 years, carry the three times. It might be approaching 100,000. Man, jeez. I ought to be in another universe of this. I wonder when the 100,000 hours start. I remember, what was the first word I said in talk radio? And I think I know. It was Faces of Death. It was a film. I was still teaching high school, and these kids were fascinated by people right before they die, monkeys and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They put me on a Saturday night. They said, there probably won't be a lot of calls. Oh, my God. When this woman called in with her daughter, both of them taking a cell phone back and forth, arguing with me, I knew we had a hit. We were off to the races. Faces of Death. That may have been the first thing I've ever talked
Interesting.
About. Yeah. What's yours, Henry?
Yeah, so on top of J.K. Rowling, I'll take another one off. How about the world ending multiple times?
Right.
Between Y2K, which, you know, I'm not even old enough to remember.
Yep.
The 2012, where the Mayan calendar was supposed to end, and then the rapture would happen thereafter. And then, you know what, how about the them turning out the Chern Hadron Collider, and we're supposed to get sucked into a black hole? Maybe that has happened. Maybe we're on the different timeline now because of that. Some people argue. I might argue that. But yeah, the world has ended at least three times, and we've survived each time since the Dallas Cowboys last won the Super Bowl.
Y2K. I was coming to the station, so they had a lunch with the big guy who I don't want to say his name. Not anything bad, but a real big programmer. Mm-hmm. It's like 18 programmers between that and Greg. And he gets a phone call at the table. We're at some fancy place in Bala. demanding that he be at the station that night, or it was a couple days before, of Y2K.
Yeah,
when it might happen. And he refused, and there's a heated thing back and forth here at the table. And I'm introduced, hey, this is even bigger talk radio. So I remember that day. All right. 855-839-1210. Coming up, I'll give you this Malcolm Gladwell, his tipping point on trans athletes just came out today, and he's a big guy in a lot of different ways. And my point is that, you know, it still takes courage to be blatant in coming out. He said, as a moderator, he was cowed into trying to pretend to be objective, even though it was obvious this is years ago. This is not right. And I'll tell you what the tipping point comment by the trans athletes was that really set him off. All right, we have said it before. And that girl in Quakertown that Judge Beadlestone, remember that, rejected her claim about having to race cross-country against a male, has now filed suit on appeal. Light candles that she wins. We got to win these two. We got to end this nightmare of this nonsense. As much as politically, it's tremendous. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Yes, it is, Dom. Welcome in. So, side question. Come on, get in early. Don't let them take the go. We're not going to do that jam up, rushing people through at 2 o'clock. No recency bias. You want a shot at the end of your call. Great list I found today. 100 things that have happened since the Dallas Cowboys' last Super Bowl win. And I had another great one all set. Anti-heroes. Terrell Tio is with WIP today. It's going to be quite a spectacle. I wouldn't even think about it. It's too far going over there and seeing that and capturing some stuff. Anti-heroes. Might do that tomorrow, though. Henry's back from New York, feeling a little bit better.
Yes.
We might do New York. We got so many in the queue, but this one just jumped out at me. So give us something that's happened, and it's got to be worthy. You know, think a little bit. Since January 28, 1996, that's how long ago it was. All right. I mentioned Malcolm Gladwell. National Review's got a great piece today. Boy, could this be the same Ross Tucker that's on WIP? You didn't see this, Henry. It might be him.
Oh, let me look into this.
A big event happened at MIT in Boston. He was the chairperson. Yes, and Ross Tucker, it says Ross Tucker was on a panel of three or four people at MIT. Malcolm Gladwell says, they stacked the panel against you, Ross. They put a trans athlete and a trans advocate and you in the panel, and I was the moderator. And Gladwell then says to Ross Tucker, is that he felt cowed by this. He thought everybody in the audience was on the side of saying, this is ridiculous. And the real nugget here that Malcolm Gladwell says is when these athletes were saying that you just have to let us win, even if it's preposterous. In other words, like Leah Thomas murdering these other women, you have to let them win, and you can't say, hey, how in the world are you winning a race by that margin? How are you beating that? Remember that A.B. Hernandez and Calvin? How are you winning by that much? Doesn't that tell you something? You're not allowed to say that. If you say that, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, you're hateful, etc. You can't do that. That's how far it went. All right? The trans athlete on the panel at one point said, Ross, you have to let us win. And that was at the moment I realized this position has gone, this argument has gone to the furthest extreme. What the trans movement is not asking for, they is a place at the table. They're not asking to be treated with respect and dignity. What they're asking for is for no one to question the considerable physical, physiological advantage they bring to the sport. No one to question. If they're going to win these races by 5 seconds, suck it up. That's what they were asking. I'm glad. Yeah, I like Ross Tucker as football analyst. Being on that panel, he was met with deafening silence at best, and the others were cheered. Gladwell now saying it was obvious, and he pretended to be objective in his own mind just to say, I'm the moderator, I can't, but he knew deep down. And now he's speaking out. Let's follow what happens with Malcolm Gladwell. And just that line, you can't say that this is ridiculous, that you're winning by this type of margin. The competitive part is what gets me. That's why, look, I get the bathrooms, I get all the other nonsense that's engaged here. But I'll admit, the part that bothers me is athletic competition. You know, the one part, the one world, I've said many times, the NFL is going to put anybody out there if they can win by a nanosecond, if they can gain, that's what they're going to do. All right? Any number of guys that have been criminals or near criminals. They'll play him as long as they can get away with it. So if that's what competitive sports are about, how do you have to go against Leah Thomas and some of these other preposterous things? By the way, a British comedian was just arrested again and locked in a cell at the airport, British in Britain, because of his jokes around transgender. I mean, I haven't seen all the jokes. That's one thing. If you want to sue him, you want to do something else. But to put him in jail, and they're trying to export this sort of censorship. And I mentioned J.K. Rowling today with a long post saying, yo, you work with me. How can you call me all these names? Can you refute these 10 points she puts down about trans and trans athletes and the like? So Malcolm Gladwell now. Interesting. All right, we are going to check in with, new voice in this. We always try to give you different people with the chair, I believe, of the New Jersey GOP. Mikey Sherrill is trying to masquerade as a moderate in Jersey, yet she's campaigning. It's not just that she's not denouncing him. She's campaigning with the radical Louis Farrakhan liking, Kate Gibbs, the, thank you, NJ GOP head, the radical who is a liker, at least, of Louis Farrakhan. Yeah. Big reparations guy, among other things. Remember him at the detention center in Newark? So is the media going to cover that and go, yo, this guy's out of bounds? What would they do if Jack Cetarelli campaigned with X? All right. What would they say about that? Well, even if it's someone just vaguely conservative, they go after him. All right. So we'll hit that. We'll hit you at 855-839-1210. Who is it or what has happened since those Cowboys last won a Super Bowl? A little bit later. Fred Herron with us. I'm celebrity bartending. I don't know. I don't know if I can get down a while. We get a few more tips for Johnny. Even drawing a beer was substandard. Hey, you're going to have to drink it. You want me to give you the beer? That's going to be my attitude. I'm trying my best. That's got too much of a head on it. Here's your beer. Hopefully there will not be enough drawing of beers. I don't think I have to make a mixed drink. God only knows. All right, we'll talk with Katie Gibbs, New Jersey GOP head, about this and the race for governor. All that at 855-839.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
1210. All right, this is Dom. Big issues, big guests. The governor's race, as I told you, this is going to go down to the wire. So How is it that someone in the media would have you believe in Mikey Sherrill for Jersey now is a moderate? And it's one thing to maybe not attack a political ally, the mayor of Newark, who is a stone-cold radical. It's another thing to be on the meet and greet and campaign with him and his endorsement. That's something quite different. Joining us to break that down is Kate Gibb. She's executive director of the New Jersey GOP. Hey, Kate, welcome to the Dom Show. Good to talk with you.
Hi, Dom. Thanks so much for having me on.
So why is this not, in your view, politics as usual? You know, you got to have a big tent. This guy is the mayor of one of the biggest cities in Jersey. What's the problem with this sort of bonding with them?
Well, not something super unusual, but I think what the problem here is that Mikey Sherrill has failed to really articulate her policy positions on many issues that are critical here in New Jersey, and that should be the subject matter of this gubernatorial race, but she's ducked and dodged and hidden. And so with this event today with Mayor Baraka, I think it begs the natural question, what concessions were made on policy to garner this endorsement? Because Mayor Baraka was very critical of Mikey Sherrill during the primary, even after the primary, raised concerns and said he wasn't ready to endorse yet. So what caused the movement? On which policies has she conceded? Are they things that Ross Baraka has promoted, like universal basic income, which he's had a pilot program in Newark, which would cost the state of New Jersey, if implemented, $14 billion? Does she support adding another surcharge on businesses that are successful on top of the nation's highest corporate business tax? Is it his support of reparations, which haven't gone anywhere in the legislature, despite having full Democratic control and a Democratic governor? I think New Jersey voters have the right to know where she stands on these issues, especially as she's campaigning with someone who is part of the more radical, more progressive wing of the party. And she's trying to cosplay as a moderate. So which is it, Mikey?
Yeah, I think that's where the fair point is. That's exactly what she's trying to do. Give us a sense. We have a sense that Jack's campaign is all out. The work, where you see the diner tour, the whole thing associated with it. The New Jersey GOP, what are you guys doing? What do you need at this point in the campaign to win?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen that Jack Cittarelli has been up and down this state. He never shies away from taking questions and has thoughtful, in-depth policy answers for all the questions that he's asked. So he's working harder than any candidate I've ever seen. I think that's the universal sentiment. And we're trying to, at NJGOP, we're trying to make sure that he has the support and resources and party infrastructure to get this thing over the line. And what we've told all of the folks working on our campaign is Jack is working harder than anybody we've ever seen, and he deserves mm-hmm. a team that's going to work just as hard. And so what we've been building is the largest ground game operation that New Jersey's ever seen, and we're quickly scaling up our field operation. Our goal is to knock on 1.2 million doors and make a lot of phone calls from volunteers, phone banking, and we're doing this ground game operation in all 40 ledge districts in all 21 counties. We are campaigning everywhere, and we're focused on turnout to make sure that the electoral composition is one that Jack can be successful and we can bring as many Republicans down ballot with us as we can.
I asked that question, and you're arousing our listeners here in 1.2 million doors. Wow. We're going to keep carpenters busy with all that door knocking. But Katie, that is exactly the type of thing. This is going to be a turnout election. It is going to be close. We know the fictitious polling even has softened a bit. We've talked to Jack about this, have our own opinions. Is it really affordability? And if it is, that's the crystal issue out there that people want, then how could they vote for anybody that's been in power, Democrat after Democrat, for years? Is that what people are telling you?
What we're hearing out in the field is that people are angry. People want change. Mm-hmm. And what astonishes me is that Mikey Sherrill's answer is just doubling down on all of the failed policies that have led us exactly where we are today. So if people want to change, they got to do something different. They got to come out and vote for Jack Cittarelli on November 4th.
Kate, where do people go to see all things New Jersey GOP? Where do they go?
So NJGOP.org is our website. We're active on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And that's part of our rebrand, re-energizing of NJGOP. We wanted to make sure that Jack and all of our legislative candidates, our county candidates, and our local candidates, again, have that support. So there's information about volunteering and about all of our candidates that you can find at our website, NJGOP.org.
Thank you, Kate. We'll talk again soon, hopefully. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you so much.
Kate Gibbs, Executive Director of the New Jersey GOP. You know, are people going to see Mikey Sherrill as, well, it's pretty obvious the incompetency and the stuff with making $7 million with her husband magically through all those stock trades. Are they going to see her as just some moderate Democrat who, you know, they'll be okay with because she's not going to be as bad as these radicals? Well, then the NJ GOP is right. How can she campaign with this guy? What is it that suddenly is going to make him endorse? All right, you got the side question, 855-839-1210. Now, I asked, you're going to hear a little bit later in the show, Joe Pittman was on. This guy is a great guy in Harrisburg, the Senate Majority Leader, about SEPTA. And I asked him about something that it just, this is the double standard of the media. Stacey Garrity was on another talk radio show. I don't know where this guy comes out of in Pennsylvania. Might be Harrisburg. I don't know. His name is Bob Cordero. And he asked her a question. I wouldn't have done it in this manner because I don't agree with positioning it quite this way. But the local media here says that Garrity joined this show and that she did not push back enough when the host said the fire that damaged parts of the governor's mansion in Harrisburg forced the governor to flee, that this was a lapse in state security. WHYY is one source I have on this. So they're going after Garrity. She was supposed to. It was a lapse. This maniac walks a mile and a half from his house, you may remember, with materials to set fire, gets over the fence with all these state people that are supposed to secure this, sets the fires over minutes, and then eludes them. They only get them because I think, as I remembered, he calls or the girlfriend calls and they get them that way. That's not a lapse in security. They're going after Garrity because, now maybe it was an awkward, the way this guy put it, I wouldn't have put it that way. But yeah, it is. What would you call it? And Shapiro tried to skirt this because you may remember, and I hope the trial comes up soon, the reason the guy did it, he's pro-Palestinian and all that. Shapiro doesn't want to remind Democrat Party members who are anti-Semitic about that. That's what the reason was. Yes, I'm not saying it was the Keystone Cops. I don't know that, but this was not good. How in the world do they go after Stacey Garrity on that? But that's exactly what's happening here locally. And the reason is they realize she's a threat. She's a threat to their buddy who gets the best media coverage of anybody I've seen in recent memory, Josh Shapiro. They can't get enough. I can tell you that from all the pundits I interact with. They love this guy. Oh, my God, when Josh runs for president, it's in the bag. Based on what? In what universe is this guy the guy that is worthy? Of course it was a breakdown. It was not a good fence. He gets over it. They have people out there. They have dogs. They apparently have a lot of stuff. And what happens? He still gets to the governor's mansion, sets it afire. He was thinking of doing other things. And then he escapes him every day, not just on the national level. Stacey Garrity, they know, is a threat to beat Josh Shapiro. That's what the issue is. That's where we're going. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. And to that point, Coldplay, which, Henry, give me 30 seconds or less on Coldplay. I only know about the Kiss thing. I know a little bit about them. We're going to play them coming up to the point where they introduce, asked two people that were from the audience. In fact, let's play it first, and then you can tell me that. This is cut three. So two Israeli girls say they're from Israel, and the audience goes wild, attacking. And the best they can do is to say, Chris Martin, I want to treat you, the Palestinian people, too. I'm just beyond sick of this whole Palestinian thing. It's reprehensible. And that's the reason the guy tried to kill, maybe, or at least damage Governor Shapiro. And Shapiro runs away from it. Then we have to pretend this was not a breakdown. I'm for police, good police. This was not good policing. You know it, and I know it. All right, here's the exchange with Martin of Coldplay. Two Israeli girls booed simply for saying they were from Israel, and then his response.
Avia and Tom, where did you come from today? From Israel. Okay, well. Okay, well, listen.
Oh.
I'm going to say this. I'm very grateful that you're here as humans, and I am treating you as equal humans on Earth, regardless of where you come from or don't come from.
What?
Thank you for being here. We're grateful, and thank you for being loving and kind. Okay, I'm writing a sign. And although it's controversial, maybe, I also want to welcome people in the audience from Palestine, because we have a belief that we're all...
It's so tiresome. Yeah, buddy. Go play a concert on October 7th, you creep. All right, so Henry, are you a fan of Coldplay?
Yeah, I like Coldplay. Yeah. I'm not like I don't think I'd find myself at any of their concerts, but yeah, I like Coldplay.
I don't get to... They're booed because they're from Israel. And couldn't it be, and then you move on, oh, come on now, you know, they're just fans, something like that. We have to go down this path. Oh, we're treating you like humans and all. The reaction here, they're just fans of this, brought up, the kiss cam's one thing, but how in the world is that what you come up with? Oh, well, you know, the reason is they're told you cannot in any way, shape, or form. I'm surprised he wasn't coached up. Hey, you can't have them on. They're from Israel. Don't ask where they're from. Because if you do that, then you're going to have to do the whole other thing.
What are the chances they're from Israel, though? Unless, I mean, I don't know what the sign said, but like...
Yeah, he brought them up? They weren't picked by somebody to come up there?
I don't... He probably was like, you two, like, what are you doing?
And your response should be, come on now, we're not... He can say, we're playing music, we're not doing politics.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a concert for everybody, we're not doing politics.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. But that Israel is so toxic, and it just reminds me of the whole Shapiro thing. So did the cops screw up with Josh Shapiro? Yeah, they did. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. You know, let's talk about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I was with Dr. Bentz yesterday, and just a moment. I hope the person's listening. I know he doesn't like, a lot of publicity or a lot of whatever, but one of our listeners, Dr. Bentz, took a bus there, had to walk to get there and all because we told him. And I take this as a real duty. Told him sincerely about Dr. Bentz and how this guy took my word and went there. So you know who you are, buddy. And I'm very glad you're listening and that you're getting treatment with Dr. Bentz. But the big news, and we were talking to Dr. Bentz about it yesterday, exciting news. There's going to be more time for service and availability with the new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, the Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years, always happy with what he and his team have done for me and my oral health and my improvement of the things I've taken to heart. You'll get the same treatment. If you're a listener, just tell them that. Tell them you heard it here. Get on that road to great dental health and a smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule your appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. BENTZDentalGroup.com. And for listeners, I appreciate you patronizing our sponsors. And this is particularly, you know, with your teeth, this is a big deal. 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Let me stop for a moment. Kim Kardashian, Henry, and if you happen to find some sound, don't kill yourself. Homework should be left in school. You know, this is just the attitude that you hear so many times. All right. You don't want your kid to do homework? I think parents ought to say, I believe homework, just be in school. The parents who want their kids to do homework then should gain an advantage. Your kid will be a dope. But that's fine. You don't have to do. I wouldn't flunk you. You're just going to be a dope. We're back to school and already. I don't believe in the kids' homework thing at her school. And you can just imagine. Well, the kid's going to have many other problems. But this homework thing is endless. Who doesn't? It's too much homework. It was 15 minutes at least. I'm not saying in kindergarten, pre-K, all right, kid, put those blocks back. Let's see how quickly you can do them. I got the timer on. But homework is necessary. She might be in the majority, though. It's changed over the years that she definitely might be in the majority. All right, we got a big 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with Fred Herron, sheriff. Big race out there in Bucks County, and an event that I'm happy to help raise funds for a program he's involved with, PAL, boxing, police, that kind of thing. But we'll get an update on some of the other things he's doing. George Paquetto, we're trying to get on, is threatening SEPTA with being held in contempt because of the fact they are not going to make an effort to help Eagles fans get to and get home from the game tomorrow night. They're cutting. Those cuts are going to stick with them. They're going to cause pain. And apparently the Eagles now, at least I saw one report calling for people not to tailgate. All right, here is Kim Kardashian defending or attacking homework.
Let me preface this first. This was on a famed streamer Kai Cenat is a mafia stream on September 1st. That is
what
where
the
this,
heck? That is Kai Cenat. What's this guy's name? Kai Cenat?
Kai Cenat, yeah. K-A-I space C-E-N-A-T is one of the biggest, if not the biggest streamer out there right now.
Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
Sounds like a chew or something, you know? Let's try that name, Kai Cenat. Get Kai Cenat on the line here and see what he thinks on homework. Here we go. Thank you, Henry.
Video games all day. We be in the gym. You be waking up late. You got to do your homework, man. You have to.
I don't believe in homework.
Talk that to you. Yeah,
no, that's why I knew. I knew
it. You know what I'm saying, bro? And I knew it.
Like, what is homework? What's homework?
No, but I'm going to tell you why. Because, like,
you gotta go home
kids
and
are in school for 8 hours a day. When they come home, like,
not,
they
honey.
Also decompress. Then do sports, yes. Have a life, spend time with their family. I think the homework should be left for, like, in school.
All right. Kai Cenat and the pedagogist. Kim Kardashian, no homework. Is that the sentiment? I bet we have people listening, Henry, that are against homework.
I'm against homework.
They've adopted this. Well, you're still not. We'll see when you're a parent if you're against homework.
All right.
And you think that you really think these kids, first of all, they're not in school 8 hours. That's ludicrous. All right. It might be 6.5, something like that in that neighborhood. And of actual class time, God knows with all the stuff. But no homework. Kai Cenat show. Here we go. NEA, Becky Pringle. Kai Cenat says no homework. I love this guy's name. All right. But wear a condom, Kim says. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.